Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 13th of August. US producer price inflation for July is likely to be the main focus for investors today. This data says something about the pricing power of most companies. Consumer prices tells us primarily about the pricing power of retailers only, plus the power of imagination of Bureau of Labor Statistics statisticians in creating the fictional owner's equivalent rent. The fact that producer price inflation is a better measure of pricing power for corporates means that this is the more appropriate measure to use when calculating the real borrowing costs of corporates. The real Fed funds rate using this measure has actually fallen a little this year, but with the consensus accepting producer price inflation for final demand at 2.3% year over year, the real rate for corporate borrowing is likely over 3%. That is a very restrictive policy position to be taking. The UK unemployment rate dropped in the 3 months to June to 4.2%. This was an unexpected decline, and is perhaps a reminder to financial markets that individual employment numbers can swing around quite a bit, especially at a time of significant change in developed economy labour markets. Wage growth in the UK is positive in real terms, as the growth in wages is slowing by less than inflation this year. Overall, the report was fairly positive, and given that labour market activity is probably underreported, it could be taken as quite a positive signal for future fiscal revenue. There are some business sentiment polls due today. The German ZEW survey has tended towards the pessimistic. The pivot away from spending on goods and towards having fun is something that has negatively affected the German economy. The US National Federation of Independent Businesses survey is widely regarded as quite a politically polarised report, and in the heated political campaigning season, the value of these results does have to be questioned. Former US President Trump held a lengthy event on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, moderated by Tesla chief executive Musk. Markets will start to pay more attention to politics as the November election date approaches, but there were not really any coherent policy proposals in this particular event. Trump did sound more supportive of electric vehicles, but that may just reflect the fact that they were speaking with Musk. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.